Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, our friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 9 August 2023. Welcome to tonight's program. We're so glad you're with us, and I do mean that. In a few minutes, we're going to talk to my favorite herbalist.
Yes, we are.
We're going to talk to a young lady that's been with me now for a few years, offering products that are fantastic. We're going to talk to Summer Dre of Superior Mountain Herbs. And this lady is a walking encyclopedia. And we're going to take phone calls this hour, too. If you have any questions, folks, on what she might have that could help you with a certain physical problem, why don't you call and ask? I mean, really, that's what we're here for. She wants you to call and ask. I know she gets wound up and loves to talk about what she's doing, but she'll take a phone call and be thrilled to have it. If you'll call her starting right at the top of the hour, we don't care. At 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Our phone lines will be open almost immediately. And tomorrow being Thursday, will be office day, and a full staff should be here tomorrow, including Crystal should be here tomorrow, to take phone calls and take orders or whatever you want to do. She'll be here to get them out of here tomorrow also, so please feel free to call tomorrow and ask anything you want to ask. We're still offering the affidavit of proof of immunity that Dr. Judy Mikovits offered the other day. We're offering to you for... If you can pay postage, we'd appreciate it. A buck will cover it. But if you can't, let us know. We'll send it to you for free. I mean, we want you to have it. This is an affidavit of proof of immunity that is exemption of, on religious grounds from vaccination inoculations, and it is absolutely valid. It states the laws that back it up. And, folks, this is serious. It's available if you want it. Just call tomorrow and say, I want that vaccination paper. I want the affidavit of immunity. We'll get to you right away. If you want to give a couple bucks, pay for it, we'd appreciate that also. But don't care, we still offer all the other products we've offered for you a long time, folks. Vitamin toothpaste, mouthwash, Strauss products, Cardivite. We have all those still available, and especially the one sugar to fiber. If you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, sugar to fiber will change your life when it comes to sugar numbers. I know personally, folks, I know it to be a fact. It's available if you want it tomorrow. Call and ask for it. Money-back guarantee on it. It's the best we can do. It does work. All right? Again, we are going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing, nothing happens. Starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern, we're going to go into prayer requests and praise reports. And you can join us, folks, by going on live stream. Just go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream, and there we will be. Or listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. The live stream may be changing sometime in the near future. I just got a message in from Phil, our producer. I'm not real sure what's going to be, but we'll be on there anyway, somehow, some way. But if you want to join us Saturday, I hope and sincerely hope you will, folks. And don't miss the teachings on how do you know you've been saved. People ask me, how do I know I've been saved? How do you know this? Well, I'm going to try my best to explain to you this coming Saturday. I am. 10:30 to 11, we go into Prayer Request, Praise Report. 11:30 to 12:30 is Christian Worldview News. And from 1 to 2 is Bible Study. And the phone lines will be open for you to call and talk to us. But do listen and come and join us if you can, okay? And don't forget, again, tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in the office tomorrow with to answer questions, take comments. We want, folks, you are this ministry. You're the reason why we're here. We're glorifying our Father. Of course, that's the primary reason for everything we do in this world. But you're here, you're there, and we want to be here for you. And maybe somehow or another bless you, encourage you. I don't know what we can do, but we want to do what we can, all right? So you call us tomorrow in the office at 800-777-4403. Now, if you have long distance, you can call and save us a few dollars. You can call us on a toll line at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you, and I mean that. Now, without any further delay, we're going to go to our guest tonight. We try to have someone once a month because she's a sponsor of the program. But that's not the main reason. I believe in what she's doing. I believe in her and her integrity. I truly do. If I didn't, I would not have her on the program. But some and I go back now, I guess, a couple, 3 years. I don't know how long it's been since Dr. Ron retired. And she took over the business and added a lot to it. And she's going to share some things with you tonight and take your phone calls. If you have any kind of health questions, let us know. And by the way, next Tuesday, we're going to have, in my mind, the most prominent naturopath doctor on with us, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez from BioCare Hospital. Summer will offer your products that will get you well. And they know what he's talking about. Next week, the doctor will come in and talk to you also. We are doing our best to bring forth what we can to help you physically, to get through this world and stay healthy for the battle ahead. And folks, the battle is just beginning in this country. It truly is. Around the world, the whole world is getting to chaos. I mean, right now, Maui's on fire, the island of Hawaii, and Hawaii itself's on fire. We're seeing things happen in this country, that this nation for judgment, that people won't believe anyway. And yes, man, doing it to yourself. I know that. But judgment is given to us from a heavenly God, from a heavenly Father, a holy God, that will not tolerate what we've done for much longer, I don't believe. But anyway, our guest tonight, like I said, Summer Dre. Summer, are you there?
I am. Hello. Good evening to everyone. How are you, Butch?
I'm doing great, sweetheart. I'm glad to have you, as always. And you're always a cheery person to listen to. You uplift my spirits and make me feel good. I want you to have fun tonight. Share what's on your heart and mind. And folks, if you want to call, Summer's waiting for your calls right now. You can call right away. You don't put it off. 844-769-2944. Any kind of health questions, if we can help you with, I'm sure Summer will do her best. You go right ahead, Summer.
Absolutely. I really appreciate the time, you guys, and I know that your time is valuable, just like mine is. And I love the fact that we have the ability still as Americans to be able to choose how and what we want to treat our body with. We have the ability to make decisions for ourselves, and I think a lot of times we get kind of paralyzed when we get news from a doctor that we've got cancer, or we've got SIBO, or we've got parasites, or diabetes, and we don't know what to do. And what we kind of dive directly into what they tell us we need to do, and we chase the symptoms, and we pile medication after medication. And, you know, I really am a firm believer in God giving us herbs, foods, fruits, you know, everything, which is obviously a food, but giving us everything to be able to heal our own body. But we got to be careful when we talk about, like, well, he gave us everything, so if we do this, we will be healed. The reality is if you truly understand how God works, is he's a God of free choice, and he allows us to make our own decisions with our body, but he has given us so many great valuable resources here on earth to take advantage of that he provided for us. I mean, these non-man-made, these actually living herbs, vegetables, foods, etc., that actually have huge medicinal and helpful properties to them. And so I just love that. I love that we're still able to make decisions for ourselves on what we want to do and how we want to help our own body. And that God has given us these amazing resources to take advantage of. And he gave us a brilliant mind. He did. He gave us a brilliant mind on how to blend things and how to mix things that actually can work together. I mean, he didn't create a bunch of stupid people. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but most of us aren't real dumb. And so, you know, we really can utilize everything that he's put here on this planet. You know, granted, you got to be careful because he put poison ivy on this planet also. Doesn't mean it's a good thing to go roll around in it, right? I mean, you know, we have to use our judgment and not cast our pearls to swine and really use good judgment on not just what we're putting into our body, but who we're getting the products from, where we're getting the products from. You know, we don't buy things and we don't harvest things, or we don't make things that come out of China and places where they don't value the human life to the extent that we do. And I say that loosely because obviously I don't want to speak for all people in these different communist areas, but you know, there's a lot of trapped people in these different nations and these different countries. But we have been given such a beautiful opportunity to utilize what God has and given us. And one of the things that I do is I hand encapsulate all of our capsules. So everything that we make here as far as a capsule goes is dried at a very low heat so that it can retain all of its medicinal value, if not all of it. I mean, a huge quantity of its medicinal value. When you start buying things over the counter, even though, you know, you might find a website, but it's got a large distribution, you know, a lot of those things are very shelf stable, and there's a reason why. They've got preservatives, they've got, you know, or they've dried their herbs at a real high heat, ruining a lot of the medicinal value. So we hand encapsulate all of our own capsules. We make our own tinctures with all wildcrafted, harvested, organic herbs and different things. You know, we use the highest grade of everything that we could possibly find. When I say highest grade, you got to remember when you wildcraft something in the wild, meaning you walk up to a tree and you knock a mushroom off, or you dig into the earth and you pull a root out. That's more of wildcrafting or wild harvesting, really the same thing. It's really important to make sure that you're also getting that in an environment that's clean and that hasn't been sprayed with pesticides. You know, we can't help what comes out of the air, but we can certainly help what we put into the soil, where we harvest things. And so all of the tinctures and extracts that we make are all organic. They're all a really good, pure, clean root or herb. And our salves, same thing. We make our salves in-house. So, you know, and this isn't in a little kitchen, right? I mean, we actually have a facility here that we do this in. And we take a lot of great pride in that. We haven't raised our prices, it's got to be over 5-6 years now on just about anything that we have. But I don't want to, because I feel like my job is to help pass on things to other people that are beneficial for them, that's going to help them, and that's affordable. Because with herbs, as most all of you know, especially if you're on Medicaid, Medicare, if you've got VA benefits, they don't cover a lot of these types of herbs or different, you know, herbal remedies, so to speak. They want you to get a pharmaceutical thing because everything's kind of in bed with each other. You know, the pharmaceutical industry, you know, with the doctor's offices and all this, they get kickbacks and everything. So my job is to really keep things affordable for you, keep things very fresh, organic, pure, and real. Here's the other thing, you guys. You know, when Pastor Butch said, I like what she stands for, and I trust what she's doing. I'm not vain by any means. I don't wear makeup. I'm not all a frilly kind of a gal. I don't get my nails done. I don't dye my hair, none of that stuff. But I take a lot of pride in what I do. And there is a part of my ego, and I have to work on that, but there's a part of my ego, maybe God's allowing this part of my ego to develop a little bit, because there is a part of my ego that says, I am not going to make something and just sell it because I see it's on the market and people need it. I make it we try it. I give it to friends, family that I know that are dealing with this specific issue that this thing supposedly could help them with. It helps them. Boom, I launch it. For example, our Mucus Buster just went to market maybe a month ago. I had a guest over here for the summer months, and their son was here and had a horrible nasal congestion every morning. They woke up here, and I said, do you have seasonal allergies? He says, no, I don't know what's going on. Every morning, though, I'm waking up, and every night right before I go to bed, my nose has been running and then congested. And he said, I don't know what's going on since I've been here. It's not usually typical for me to do that. So they were here for 3 weeks, and I thought, I'm going to make him something out of my Irish moss, and I'm going to make this tincture and see if it works well for him. I had already, well, I should say, that's not quite true. I actually had been making the tincture before. He was my guinea pig I wanted to try it on. So I said, oh, perfect. Come here, let me try this stuff on you. He ended up taking 2 full droppers, woke up the next morning and said, I don't know if it's just psychosomatic and I just think it worked. But holy cow, I woke up and I can breathe fine. I said, well, you also have this in the evening, so let's see what happens when you go to bed. He went to bed that evening, took another dropper full a couple hours before bed, and he said, man, I woke up in the morning. Not only did I not have congestion at night, but I also didn't have it in the morning. So I said, let's try it, though. Let's go back to you not using this for the next week. See if your symptoms come back. Sure enough, they did. He went back on it within hours. His stuffy nose was gone. The post-nasal drip was gone. And again, not seasonal allergies. Never had seasonal allergies in his life. Went back home, and he said, I only now use it when I feel like I might be getting stuffy. And it's been amazing. So for me, I guess I'm tooting my own horn here a little bit, because for me, what I do is I don't launch something on our website to the public unless we've got a good track record of some of this stuff working, okay? I gave the same stuff to my son because a couple days later, he started getting a stuffy nose, gave it to him, and it went away. It never came back for him. He only had to do it twice, and that was it. So it really is phenomenal when you can actually make a really good, high-quality, concentrated product that actually works. So for me, that's what I'm all about. Usually when I come on the show, you guys, what I do is I tell you what the special or the sale is for that month, okay? I want to give you a couple things off the top here. So grab a pen and paper if you can, if you've got one accessible. If not, you know, you've got Pastor Butch's website or his phone number. I want to, and my website, folks, is very, very, very easy. I want you to think about this or write it down. It's www.superiormountainherbs. Everything's all spelled out, superiormountainherbs.com. You can go there. You can find my phone number, my address. You can find anything in case you get disconnected from this call tonight or you have to leave. Just know that you can find me there. My phone number, which I love talking to people. You know, today, just so you know, I had 6 orders. All of those, 5 of those 6 orders was one bottle of booster or one bottle of this or that. And I thought, oh, geez, I must not be doing a good enough job of explaining how much people need to take and how often they need to take it, because one bottle of booster is not going to be sufficient. So, and you don't even know what the booster is, and I can get into that later. But my point is, I really want you to call me and say to me, hey, Summer, I heard you on Pastor Butch, and I really want to try X, Y, and Z. How many of these do you think I need? I'm very happy. I never want to drag you through the mud with your credit card. This is literally, I want to help you, and then I want you to be on your merry way, okay? So typically, I do a sale of what we've got going on for the month. Every Friday, just about every Friday, I do a flash sale. That flash sale is either something really amazing that's a killer deal, or maybe it's not something you necessarily need, but maybe the guy next door to you or the gal at your work needs it. So anyways, there's quite a few things, sales and stuff that we do. When you go to my website, at the very bottom of the page, there is a subscribe spot. I promise you I will never sell your email or use it for any kind of weird marketing scam stuff. It's literally just for me. And once a month, the first of the month, you'll get the sale. So for August, you would have gotten the sale of what we've got going on. Every Friday, you'll get the sale of what's going on. So this month, August 2023, we've got a couple things on sale. You can write these down if you want, and I'll go over each of them, so leave a little bit of a gap in between each thing. The number one thing that we have is our superior nano crystalline copper, okay? You could just put down copper, but nano crystalline particles of copper, very important. We'll get into that, what it does. Usually it's $25. It's on sale for $20, so it's $5 off. It's on sale for $20. Our superior parasite flush. We are transitioning from summertime. People are eating a lot of vegetables and a lot of fruits. Lots of parasites, believe it or not. Now we're transitioning into fall. A lot of us hunt wild game. We're eating a lot more meats, kind of the home cooking, the roasts, and all the warmer turkeys and foods and soups. Great. But again, when we kind of get into vegetables and meats, including just being around animals or children. We'll get into that later. We're looking at parasites. Parasites are a big problem. I don't care who you are and how clean you think you are. I promise you, you probably have parasites. Usually our parasite flush is $30. Again, it's $5 off, so it's $25 this month. That's a liquid tincture, okay? So liquid
meaning
you squirt
it in some
water.
How much of that do you need?
Yeah, so the parasite flush, typically about a bottle, and we'll get into that a little bit, but usually what I tell people is there's a couple things I think people should do regularly throughout their lifetime. Well, regularly meaning in intervals, but throughout their lifetime. One is the parasite flush. So, for example, I do one every 3 to 4 months. Okay, I'll do a parasite flush for the month. I wait 3 or 4 months, I do one again. So about, you know, a couple times every quarter, once a quarter, I'll do a parasite flush. Just like your dogs, if you have dogs or you raise pigs or cattle, we're in a big farming community. My significant other grew up with 1,500 head of cattle, you know, deworming cattle and pigs and all this, and even dogs. It's a big thing. We forget to deworm ourselves. And believe it or not, we're ingesting these parasites, their eggs. But children are actually dirty little window lickers. They are the biggest parasite transmitters than any of us. They get pinworms. They scratch their bum at night, and they like to dig their finger in there, and then they want to get into the chip bag. And next thing, the trail mix. Next thing you know, they've shared pinworms with everybody. It's really fun. So definitely, I don't care who you are. I promise you, you probably have worms of some sort. So we'll get into that and how much to take, how often to do it. But to answer your question, probably a bottle every 3 to 4 months. The next thing we have on sale this month is our superior protein boost. It's a protein powder, okay? We blend it all together. To be quite frank, majority of it's not protein. We've got one solid protein that's in there, an amazing plant-based protein, but everything else is really fortifying for that protein and really important for the human body. I don't care whether you're young, old, you've got cancer, or you're a weightlifter. It doesn't matter. This is an amazing protein powder, and I'll kind of explain what that does and how that works. Usually, that one-pound bag is $25, which is very, very cheap, because usually 1 pound of, like, a whey protein is $39. So this is $25, but right now, it's on sale. Again, $5 off. The protein boost powder is on sale for $20, the one-pound bag. It also comes in a half-pound bag, but that's not on sale this month. The last thing that we have on sale, I'm not going to really talk too much about you guys tonight. Maybe I'll just talk about that first, and I'll get it out of the way. It's called our Rose and Vanilla Soy Wax Wood Wick Candle. It's a mouthful. I just refer to it as the Rose Vanilla Candle. Those are down from $12 to $8. I just want to quickly get into these, and then I'll scoot right into the other good, like the real heavy hitters. What I like about these candles, you guys, is especially in the wintertime or at night, or if you're taking a bath or you're trying to have a romantic dinner, I've got girlfriends of mine who are highly allergic to fragrance. Fragrance is synthetic smells like perfumes and things. They have a lot of alcohol in them, but they oftentimes create irritabilities, allergic reactions to a lot of people. They're highly sensitive. They've got headaches. This is all with essential oils, vanilla essential oils. The rose that's in it is actual rose buds. It's not an oil. It's not a fragrance. It's actual rose buds. We submerge it into the soy wax, which is one of the least toxic waxes on the planet. It's amazing. It melts much different than your typical wax candle. They're in these beautiful little, like, almost like jelly jar looking jars with these cork top lids, but they have a wood wick, and I infuse the wood wick in the vanilla essential oil. So when it kind of emanates, it's not overpowering. Sometimes you can hardly smell it, but when you come closer to it or you waft it to you, you think, oh yeah, that smells amazing. And it's beautiful. They make amazing gifts. They're great for the home. And we do have fall coming up. We've got Christmas. We've got Thanksgiving. I mean, these are just really fun little candles to take advantage of. They're 6.5 to 7 ounce candles. Again, they kind of crackle somewhat when you light that wood wick. It's just much different than a regular bleached, you know, toxic candle that puts out fragrance and the paraffin wax that burns, that just literally puts soot everywhere and it's toxic to the body. You should not be ingesting that. And then, of course, the bleached wicks on most of those candles are not good either. So, again, our rose vanilla candle, we've got a couple different candles, but the rose vanilla is down from $12 to $8. So I'm not going to go back over that again, you guys, but I want to touch on parasites because parasites are really gross. And don't be alarmed, and don't feel embarrassed if you call to order it. You're welcome to tell me all your gory details. I love hearing all this stuff. I actually had a gal a couple months ago who ordered a few bottles for some her and her family members, and she said, you know, we live on a farm, but my daughter and her husband, they don't. But boy, you know, they've got kids, and they live a couple hundred miles away from us. They don't even have any animals. But she said, we started taking your parasite flush, and she said, Summer, I don't want to gross you out. I said, I promise you won't. Don't go ahead and tell me. She said, Summer, I blew my nose, and parasites were coming out my nose. I literally was coughing and hacking up. She had a little bit of a chest cold at the time, but she was hacking up long thread-like worms. So they can actually get into the soft tissue, specifically real soft tissue like the colon, like your lungs, your sinus cavities. They love mucus, they love soft tissue, and they love a good rich blood supply because that's where all the minerals, the vitamins, the nutrients that they are just sucking the life out of our body. They're taking all that out of our blood. You know, it's interesting because actually 80% of the people in the United States, men, women, and children, 80% of people have worms. And you have to remember, this is based off of people who go to the doctor for it or who answer an anonymous survey.
So, Summer, are you saying every one of us should try that?
Oh, every single one of us
You send me a couple bottles of smoke from Marsha and I.
You got it.
All right, don't forget that. Folks, back to the break. If you want to call, you're welcome. Hey, I'm going to use a product. I truly am. Give us a call at 844-769-2944. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Man of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Your sword and shield, and on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back again. We're talking to Summer Dre, and if you have any questions, I really wish you call. I mean that seriously. Don't be backward. I know you're listening, and I don't know if deworm medicine is one of your things or not, but I'm going to try it. I haven't had it since it's probably 7, 8 years old, maybe younger than that. But I know that for sure in today's society, it's probably worse than it was back then. Who knows what you buy in the stores that they call food in the store? I mean, who knows? But the number to call is 844-769-2944. If you have any questions, Summer, please feel free to call. We want you to join us and share what's on your heart and mind, because I know that out there in life people are curious, and I'm sure some of y'all may have some problems you need to talk about, and we're here to talk about it. Go ahead, Summer.
Okay, guys. So let's kind of pick back up real quickly on the parasite flush tincture that we make. It's got really amazing instructions on the side of the bottle, so you don't need to worry about all that now. Basically, we do it for about 18 days, and we do it 3 times a day. And if you know anything about deworming dogs, you've got to be pretty regimented on when you give the dewormer, just like in humans. So I just wanted to kind of share with you guys, you know, a lot of people wonder, like, what do parasites actually do in our body? Because in medical terms, a parasite is a life form that lives and thrives within the host body and does more harm than good to the host. And actually, a lot of these parasites are microscopic in nature, although there's definitely a handful that you can definitely see with the naked eye, like those thread-like, stringy, longer ones. But there's something like, oh gosh, I think it's 3,200 different species of parasites that are found everywhere in our environment, from the air we breathe and the water we drink and the food we eat. I don't care if you're a vegetarian or you're a paleo meat eater. I promise you, it's in both of these. And no, you will not be able to cook all of this out. I trust and believe. You might be able to cook stuff that's out of the meat, but you're not going to be able to cook it out of your fresh veggies, your fruits, or in you know, just hand-to-mouth touching things. The problem with parasites is that parasites feed on the nutrients that are meant for us, thereby increasing the chances of the nutrient deficiencies in our body. You know, we talk about over-farming vegetables and this and fruits, and this is why we need to take supplements. Definitely true, for sure. There's not as many minerals in our food, our soil, that there used to be. But we've also got more parasites than we've had in a really long time, and these parasites suck the nutrients right out of our body. They actually pose a really a huge threat to our body, and they carry a lot of disease.
Let me ask you a very quick question. Yeah. How do we ingest most of those? Through our food, raw and cooked, or both, or through the air? How do we ingest most of
them? So everyone's going to be a little different, right? And some of us get them all the way around. So, like pinworms. Pinworms, for example, are typically distributed, same like tapeworms, distributed, and even hookworms, roundworms. They're distributed through fecal matter. So, for example, and I'm going to be graphic here, somebody scratches their little anus, you know, without a glove on or without their underwear in between them and their anus, and they give it a good scratch, or they're wiping their rear end when they go to the bathroom, and maybe their finger slips in it. They don't wash their hands. They don't realize that. Or you've got a child who scratches their butt, you know, then they turn around at the daycare and they touch all the toys, then a baby puts the toy in their mouth, and now they've got pinworms. They go home, the mommy kisses the baby on the mouth because that's what us moms do. Now we get a pinworm. I mean, when I say it's highly transmittable, I mean it is highly transmittable. I actually had a girlfriend of mine, I think you guys have heard this story before. She does hydrocolonics for a job. I mean, she sucks excrement out of people's bottoms and cleans out their gut system. She said the number two things, number one is whole vitamins, which that's a whole nother topic. The number two things she finds in the excrement tube, the poop chute, as I call it, going through after she sucks all that out of your behind, that number two thing is parasites. She says, and the people who have the worst parasites are the vegetarians, because they're eating lots of raw veggies and the parasites are not being cooked down. But we also have sushi eaters like myself. I love sushi. I love raw fish. Well, I'm probably highly susceptible. I also breed dogs. So I am a person who constantly, every 3 to 4 months, I'll do a parasite flush, big time. If I notice
and
I'm getting
let me ask you another question. Yeah. Have you had anything come out of you?
Oh, yes. Yep, I sure have. Okay. I'd rather share other people's stories. But yes, I definitely have, without being too disgusting, I definitely have. And you got to be careful, because a lot of this stuff is, you do have a lot of fiber in your poop, and you've got a lot of foods that come out, especially if you're not chewing well, or if you've got dentures, or you don't have good teeth. So don't be alarmed that every single thing you see in your poop or on the napkin is a parasite. A lot of that stuff is misleading, but it's the very fine, thin, long, stringy, almost like a thread-like. Now, there's other things called liver flukes that are much more difficult to see, but they are in your liver. They can and will come out. But here's the thing. Because intestinal parasites rob us of our minerals, our vitamins, our amino acids, our phytonutrients, which basically, again, is like a lot of the green veggie nutrients, within the foods that we eat, affecting our digestive system and indirectly, virtually every process within our body, but specifically our digestion, This happens because enzymes and hormones and other chemical compounds that are found in our body, our natural body, they require nutrients for their manufacturing and their manufacturing process and their function. So if we've got intestinal parasites, they're literally depleting and creating nutrient deficiencies, such as like a lack of iron, that can not only cause to anemia, but so many other problems. It can lead to improper digestion, bloating. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm so bloated, I can't eat, and I've cut sugars, and I don't know what to do, and I'm still, you probably need to do a parasite flush. There's a stagnation of food that sits in the gut, meaning, you know, you're not really processing or breaking it down because the parasites are doing all that for you and robbing your body of those nutrients. So there's actually a stagnation of food in the gut that starts building up, and it can result in inflammatory bowel conditions and really creates a lot of concern because it creates a lot of toxin buildup. So if you've got Crohn's, IBS, leaky gut syndrome, SIBO, any of these things, really, obviously, we want to attack the gut-related infection and bacteria that's in there, but we want to do a detox and get these parasites that could possibly be causing this, because parasites also cause a die-off, right? So when they die off naturally, or whether we kill them with our parasite flush, the die-off creates a toxin, okay? And these toxins make their way into our bloodstream, and that actually affects other glands in our body, including the skin, where a lot of times, like I had a gal the other day said, hey, I've got breast cancer, but I started taking the parasite flush, and man, I had this huge rash pop up under my breast. Is that normal? Yes. Because what's happening is all the toxin, you had that many parasites in your body that the toxins and the die-off from the parasites are coming to the surface of the skin. It's a good thing. It just doesn't feel so great. But, you know, parasites, you guys, they can damage the lining of your intestines. They will literally eat holes in your intestines. So we're not only losing blood out there, but we're losing nutrients. They can damage the lining of your lungs, your liver, and your entire circulatory system because they can get through the bloodstream. They can make holes. They can, they can even clog or damage the organs within your own body. And like I said, intestinal parasites, they can also poison our bodies because the amount of toxins that they release. So we want to use a good toxin, like a chelator to pull toxins out of the gut system, like the American Indian tea or our turkey tail mushroom tincture, because those intoxications, they actually produce symptoms of things. And guys, listen to these symptoms. If you're experiencing any of these, it could be, remember, 80% of people have this, could be a parasite infestation. So if you're when they die off, they could cause symptoms like dizziness, inability to think clearly or get words out properly, hunger pains, where you're just, oh, I'm so hungry, all of a sudden, what the heck happened? High or low blood sugar, okay, because again, they're robbing the sugar out of your body. Poor digestion and even allergies, right, because your body's in a constant state of fight or flight. Because it's trying to ward off these parasites, it's trying hard, so your body's in a state of fight or flight, so you've got a lot of allergic reactions. Some of the other, these are just some of the, you know, the symptoms, and not everybody, you guys, is going to display these specific symptoms, and some of these symptoms, keep in mind, can be a product of something else going on in the body. But a majority of these symptoms I'm going to talk to you about are related because of intestinal parasite infection, abdominal cramping, you're just getting a lot of stomach pain, just a lot of weird discomfort and stomach pain, repeated diarrhea, off and on diarrhea, maybe 2 days in a row, you've got a great normal bowel movement, but then like, gosh, for a week, and you're thinking, I am not sick, what's going on? Foul smelling gas, and that seems ridiculous because all gas smells foul, but you know darn well there's a difference in a gas. You know when it smells really bad. So foul smelling gas, indigestion, bloating, itching around the anus, especially at night. This is really disgusting, but pinworms, the females come out of your rectum at night and they lay their eggs outside of your rectum. Then when they hatch, they come right back into the rectum. I don't know why they do that, but they do. Women, be very careful. When they come out of the anus and they leave an egg, that egg could migrate back to your vagina. This is why you always wipe from the front to the back. Get it out of there. You don't ever want anything in there. If you've got wheezing, coughing, followed by like a stomach pain and bloating, could be that your body's trying, mucus-wise, is trying to build up to get this garbage, this parasite out of you. If you've got multiple food allergies, I have so many people say, oh, I've got celiacs, I've got this and that. You probably have parasites, and they're robbing a lot of your regular nutrients or your enzymes that break down your food properly, and you're getting the short end of the stick, and you think you've got a food allergy. You don't. You just have parasites that are robbing all the good stuff in your body that would typically take care of that gluten,
well,
et cetera.
You just said something very interesting. So people have a problem with eating bread because they're allergic to what's in it. Could that be a parasite then, seriously?
It very well. So people who are gluten intolerant, a couple things are happening. Either they definitely have parasites and or they are allergic to the Roundup and the stuff that Monsanto is spraying on all of our foods. So it's one or the other or both. But keep in mind, I say or both because 80% of the population has parasites. So you are looking like it's probably both combined, or at least start with a parasite flush. Try that first rather than giving up all the foods you love. Try that first, because the reality is they're robbing you of the enzymes that you would need to break down the gluten.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, it's really crazy. So we have three, and I got to get through this pretty quick because we've got so many other things to talk about, but there's three ingredients in my parasite flush, just three. There's clove buds, which are a key herb used in Ayurvedic medicine, which is an Indian medicine, for the treatment of gastrointestinal infections for worms. They've got a record use that spans for thousands of years for killing off worms in general. They contain like a really powerful oil called eugenol, and it's actually been studied to help eradicate a lot of pathogens in the gut. But the clove oil itself has been found to dissolve the eggs, not so much the worm, okay, not the worm, but the egg that's been left behind by the worm. And it's actually believed that only the oil can destroy almost all parasitic eggs. So any kind of parasitic egg, clove oil should do well. So we've got clove in there. Wormwood and black walnut hulls, they work together to kill the adult, and then the other kills the developing baby worms, not the eggs, but the baby worms. Black walnut and wormwood, you guys, also helps ridding the body of intestinal parasites like tapeworms to reduce things like constipation, and even can help heal skin conditions like acne, because again, that's usually, not always, okay, but sometimes, especially in adults, it's a bacterial toxin side effect, the acne, that the toxins are being put out into the body, and now you're manifesting it on the skin. Canker sores, psoriasis, and other kinds of fungal infections could all be because of intestinal parasites and tapeworms. So how do you know if your parasite cleanse is actually working, right? How do you know? Because sometimes you're not going to see a majority of these worms. You're just not going to see them in your toilet paper, or you're just not going to see a lot of these. You're typically going to know they're working because you're going to have symptom reduction. That's a really big sign that you're benefiting from the cleanse. A lot of people report feeling more energized. They've got way less brain fog. They experience fewer gastrointestinal symptoms like bloating, diarrhea, you know, you name it. If you don't want to take a parasite flush for whatever reason, you don't want to commit to doing it three times a day, and you don't want to necessarily get to everything, but you want to do it the best you can, there's six really powerful foods that you can eat. Write this down. Pineapple. Okay? Pineapple's got a lot of acid, but a lot of bromine, but pineapple in particular. Pumpkin seeds. Cucumber seeds. So eat the entire, don't pit out the seeds in the cucumber. Eat the cucumber seeds. Garlic. When I say garlic, guys, lots of garlic. Your neighbors, your husband, your wife will hate you, but lots of garlic. Garlic will cause bloating in your intestines. That's okay. It'll release after a day, but it's okay. Ginger. And then last but not least, apple cider vinegar. I want to move into the next thing. And by the way, that parasite flush, you guys, doesn't taste as bad as that garbage you'll find on Amazon, like Paragard. Ugh, that stuff tastes horrible. This doesn't taste amazing by any means, but it tastes a lot more palatable than a lot of those over-counter parasite flush, you know, type cleanses. So the next product that we have on sale is our Superior Nanoline Copper. I've got 10 minutes. I'm going to rush through this. Copper, you guys, is a mineral that's found throughout the body. Unfortunately, we don't usually have enough copper compared to where we were 40 years ago. 40 years ago, our cattle, our meat, our red meat and beef had 86%, not 16, 86% more copper in it than it does today. So copper is a mineral that's found throughout the entire body. And what does it do? Okay, because why do we need copper? People think, well, isn't that in our water lines? And yeah, if you're blessed with an old farmhouse, probably, but not anymore. They actually use in Africa and a lot of third world countries where there's watering holes that people take buckets out of, you know, with water, is they will put a copper coil into the bucket because it's antimicrobial. It'll kill a lot of things like parasites, bacteria, and things like that. But why do we need copper? Copper helps your body make red blood cells, and it also keeps your nerve cells, okay, so if you've got MS, if you've got Parkinson's, any kind of neurological disorder, it keeps your nerve cells and your immune system healthy and your brain neurotransmitters healthy and functioning. But it also supports a lot of brain development, immune function. And it also helps to break down harmful free radicals, okay? So copper, essentially, you guys, is absorbed in the small intestines, okay? It's absorbed in the small intestines, and it's found mainly in your bones and your muscles. But here's what I also love about it, especially being a woman, but even if you're an athlete or you like to work out or you're getting older and you want your bones and your connective tissue to be good, copper helps form collagen. Okay, so if you've got, you know, crepey, wrinkly skin, if you have weak connective tissue, bones, joints, ligaments, you probably need more copper in your body. It's also a very powerful antioxidant. We hear that a lot, but a lot of people don't know what that is. So for those of you who don't know, antioxidants are what help to destroy free radical activity. They help with heart health. Okay, antioxidants help with your liver function. You need really good antioxidants, but specifically it helps with the heart health for sure. It reduces free radicals that can damage cells and damage your DNA. So you really need to be taking copper. A lot of people call and say, well, I heard that you can overdose on copper. You certainly can. That's why you don't want to just be doing a million different types of things that you find all over the place. You want to stick to one thing, utilize it the way that they're recommending it. And with us, it tells you right on the bottle, 1 to 2 capfuls, our bottle comes with a cap on it, capfuls of this copper every single day, okay? Copper also helps you absorb iron. So especially as a woman, if you're menstruating and you need more iron absorption or you're anemic, big time you're going to need copper. Because you can take all the iron in the world you want, all the spirulina, which I love for iron, increasing iron. But if you don't have copper in there, it's like, blech, it just goes away. You actually pee all that out. Your body needs copper to make energy. If you're tired, let's try some copper, okay? Because people are just not getting enough copper in their diet. And actually, copper deficiencies may be one of the causes of fatigue and weakness. So again, probably because there's also anemia associated with that, weakness, tiredness, because there's not enough copper to make the iron stick in the body, therefore we're tired and weak. And just so we're clear, a copper deficiency is somewhat rare in the U.S. among really healthy people, but it primarily, it does more often occur as far as a copper deficiency with people with a genetic disorder, or they've got some sort of weird malabsorption problems like Crohn's disease or celiac's disease. If you've got Crohn's or celiac's, you're not absorbing enough, you're probably going to need some copper. You know, copper can actually, a lack of copper, I should say, a deficiency in copper, could trigger hair loss and premature graying. I don't want every bald person on the planet coming running to me thinking this is their magic cure. But what I can tell you is we do see that oftentimes if it's because there's a lack of copper in the body and you've got some of these other symptoms, it's probably a good idea to start taking copper. I started using the copper, and I noticed I have really dark brown hair, but I have these patches of gray that are growing through, and they were very gray, very thick patches, almost like a skunk roll of gray. The other day, I looked down, and I noticed, well, that's really weird. I've got grays on the tips of some of my hair, but that same hair is brown from the root all the way down. And then I thought, oh my gosh, it's the copper. The copper is literally changing the melanin in my scalp to going back to its normal color. It just hadn't reached those tips yet. So copper, yes, can actually reverse some graying as long as it has to do with melanin, because it does help melanin production. So if you're seeing a lot of white spots on your skin, if you're getting patchiness of light colors, that could also be a copper deficiency as well. Okay. There's a genetic condition called Minx disease, and that interferes with copper absorption. So if you've got Minx disease, you definitely need to be taking my nanoparticles of copper. Some of the signs that you possibly might have a copper deficiency includes the following. Anemia, right? Not enough red blood cells. Low body temperature, you're constantly cold. That also could be Raynaud's syndrome, so be careful. But could be low body temperature, you're always cool. No matter how much cayenne or ginger you take, you don't just seem to warm up well enough. Bone fractures, you're constantly either getting bone fractures or you've got osteoporosis. You've got a low white blood cell count, which is your WBC. If you're looking at your lab results, you've got a low WBC. In a regular heartbeat, like an arrhythmia, I mean, geez, especially the elderly people who have arrhythmias. So many people have arrhythmias, and they're just not taking copper. If you've got a loss of pigment in the skin, we already talked about the melanin, or even thyroid problems could be a big sign that you're taking thyroid medications. Man, wouldn't it be amazing if you could just take copper? Also, people who take too much zinc, iron, or vitamin C, they may need more copper because this kind of depletes copper in the body. But again, if you're looking for foods that've got copper, you better like oysters. You better like raw liver. You better like whole grain breads and cereals, shellfish, dark green leafy vegetables, dried legumes, nuts, and, of course, everybody's favorite, chocolate. But don't go eating chocolate because you're going to get diabetes or feed your cancer cells. But so these are all just some different kind of little tips for you. But we do sell this nanoparticle of copper. It's $20. It's tasteless. It's odorless. I pour it in my water bottle every day. If you have a well and you haven't checked your water, your bacteria colony count, or you're just not sure, gosh, I don't know if my water is really good anymore, put a shot of this every day in your copper, or in your copper in your water. You don't taste it. It's amazing. Okay, last but not least, I think we have maybe 3 minutes. I'm going to rush through this. We've got our protein powder, that protein boost. I say it's protein powder. I'm kind of cheating. It's a little misleading. I apologize. There's a handful of things in there. We've got hemp seed protein powder. It's an amazing plant-based protein. So especially if you're vegan or vegetarian, this is a great source of plant-based protein. It helps with your skin, your kidneys,
about
your liver.
25-30 seconds, Summer.
Okay, great. It also has spirulina loaded with iron. It's got cacao powder, maca powder. Cacao is amazing. It's one of the best sources of magnesium. Let me give you my phone number again. It's 406-274-7579.
All right, Summer. Thanks, sweetheart. Talk to you soon.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, we'll see you now. Smart Free 9 and 4. Give us a call. Good night.
Seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC.com csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.